Dylan McDowell is passionate about contributing to his community of Bradford West Gwillimbury, BWG, and the people in the community. He is currently enrolled in an online MBA program at Cape Breton University and a financial services program at college, while following his passion to volunteer. Being involved in the community means everything to me. I could not just sit idle and not be involved, said McDowell. I struggle with a mental illness and am not close with my immediate family. I can go to Helping Hands Food Bank, HHFB, and town events where I can give back to the community, and this allows me to do something meaningful, where I could otherwise be solely focused on my immediate environment and not contribute to others' well-being, he explained. In April 2023, McDowell was recognized for the significant contributions he has made by the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury, BWG, at its Volunteer Appreciation Night. He joined the Town of BWG Event Volunteer Program in October 2021. His first event was Pumpkin Fest, where he managed lines. Since then, he has been involved in various ways with town events such as Touch a Truck, Mayor Keffer's Walk at Scanlan Creek, the Mayor's Levee with Mayor LeDuc, Canada Day celebrations, Carrot Fest, Family First Night, and the Santa Claus Parade. Besides helping at town events, McDowell volunteers with the clothesline and contact community services. He helped Count Jonathan Scott on his re-election in 2022. McDowell sits on the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library Board, where he is the liaison to the Friends of the Library, as well as on the Finance and Personnel Committees. He has been a volunteer at the Helping Hands Food Bank since the summer of 2021, after first applying in 2018. Darlene Brew also volunteers with HHFB after she learned about the possibility from McDowell, whom she met through her volunteer work with the town. When she was not immediately accepted, McDowell encouraged her to keep trying. I am so thankful to have met Dylan and many other wonderful volunteers who continue to contribute countless hours to give back and make this community a better place for everyone to enjoy, said Brew. Inspiring others to become involved for the benefit of both the community and personally for the volunteer, is something McDowell strives to do. By getting involved in community engagement, I can look forward to other things like going to work or getting groceries because I know I have contributed good in the last little while, said McDowell. I can lead and inspire others to get involved, too, or I meet people in one of my many volunteer roles who are really struggling, and I know who they are by their name or I get to know them, he explained. I show others through getting involved, and not just giving up because I have psychosis sometimes, that anyone can contribute and make something meaningful of their time, said McDowell. And to break down barriers and stigma about what people with psychosis and mental illness generally are capable of. So, that's giving back to the community for me. McDowell said that after a particularly challenging struggle with grief, his rugby coach said to start doing one thing every day. He started with a daily walk. That led to reading more books and taking online courses. Then he enrolled in college and moved to Bradford for university. I kept applying myself to get out there and get involved, he said. It was uncomfortable for me in the beginning to want to meet people in the community and talk and be congenial with others because I felt so uncomfortable in my own skin, said McDowell. But by putting one foot in front of the other and making good decisions every day, starting with that simple walk, I began to build up the muscle in my brain to go out and do more with myself, he told Bradford Today. It didn't just start when I moved to Bradford for university and wanted to volunteer at HHFB. It was many successive correct decisions I made throughout life that led me to seeing so much good in the world, that I felt like I had to show up every day in this community, in Bradford, and help others also see what they can accomplish if they start making good decisions every day, said McDowell. It was an idea that became a practice, that turned into a habit, and now it is my lifestyle. I wanted to give back something meaningful, so I became the type of person who contributes meaningfully.